and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Israel says about 1,500 suspected Hezbollah targets were struck today in Lebanon. Hezbollah says it launched rockets at a military base in northern Israel. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Most Hezbollah rockets and drones are intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defenses, but not all of them. We visited the town of Kiryat Bialik, which has been hammered by the Iran-backed group. We saw families and heard children just footsteps from the craters left by a rocket. Locals told us of the panic they feel each time they hear the booms and the sirens.
Missouri executes Marcellus Williams for the 1998 killing of Leisha Gale during a home burglary. Williams died by lethal injection despite calls from Gale's family to spare his life and questions raised over jury selection at his trial and the handling of evidence. KMOV-TV's Dion Broxton.
The prison provided us with Williams' last statement. He said, "All praise be to Allah in every situation." We also received a statement from Governor Parson, and he said that he hopes this gives the case finality. I also spoke to Marcellus Williams Jr. last week, and he said his father would be okay with death because he knows after he dies, he will be in paradise.
The U.S. Supreme Court today declined to intervene on Williams' behalf. Florida is under a state of emergency as Tropical Storm Helene approaches and could make landfall as a hurricane on Thursday. CBS's Jason Allen on the preparations.
Inland in Tallahassee, city officials fear the storm could knock out power.
We have never seen a storm of this magnitude that could possibly be a direct hit to Tallahassee.
With up to 15-foot storm surges predicted, residents are also concerned.
Are you nervous about the storm?
Yes, I am, because this is different. We don't know which way it's going to go and what's going to happen, but all I know is trust and believe in God.
In Whitewater Township, Ohio, some residents have been told to evacuate due to a chemical leak from a rail car. Fire Chief Mike Siefke.
The styrene has been released, and we got crews that are trying to contain the vapor.
Unlike East Palestine in 2023, there was no derailment or fire. Hall of Fame NFL quarterback Brett Favre was testifying before Congress today when he announced...
You'll understand why it's too late for me because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart.
This came up during his testimony about a welfare misspending scandal in Mississippi. Favre does not face criminal charges. A federal judge rules that the federal government was mostly responsible for parking a Black Hawk helicopter on a Massachusetts snowmobile path. The snowmobiler who slammed into it has been awarded over $3 million in damages. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
On the next Midday Magazine, we'll spend part one with Wood County Board Chairman Lance Plimmel and part two with the ODC. Join us every Monday through Friday, 4 to 5 on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin State Law Library will have a new name. The state's high court and the director of state courts announced it'll be dedicated to Lavinia Goodell. She was Wisconsin's first woman to become a lawyer. In 1874, she overcame barriers to practice law and worked to open the doors to other women. Currently, the library is named after former conservative justice David Prosser. That was a controversial move in 2016, in part because Prosser put his hands on the neck of a fellow female justice and claimed self-defense. He was recommended to be found guilty of ethics violations, but justices recused themselves, so the charges went nowhere. Brett Favre revealed Tuesday that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. The revelation came while Favre was testifying in front of Congress over a controversy that started in 2020, where he was accused of misusing funds intended to help low-income families. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team, and we've needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation, and these guys prepare the right way, they come to work the right way, each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Our winds will be light, and temperatures by dawn will dip into the middle 40s. For your Wednesday, sunny skies across the area, highs in the mid-70s, sunshine in upper 70s Thursday. Right now, it's 51.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be discussing a piece of transformative legislation newly introduced that is going to save the middle class. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, is this the week Fox News faces its reckoning? The court case wrapped up yesterday, but we have no idea what the result is going to be. This could be very, very interesting. I'll tell you all about that in just a moment. Also, who's better for the economy? 400 economists, including Nobel Prize winners, have endorsed Kamala Harris, including some who work for, you know, Republicans. And when will they ever learn? Project 2025 mastermind, the mastermind of Project 2025, boasted to some friends at a dinner party that he had slaughtered, killed, murdered his neighbor's dog with a shovel. Really? This is the kind of stuff you... These people are weird. In the second hour of our program, there's a new contender for the Republican man who most easily insults women. I'll tell you about that. Also, states are changing their election rules as voting begins. Say what? And is Trump too old to rally? Well, apparently his staff thinks so. And finally, the UK government, or at least a minister of the UK government, is now blaming Donald Trump for the United Kingdom's racism crisis, which raises, you know, an interesting question, you know, about the fate and future of multicultural, multiracial democracy. You know, we'll get to that in the third hour of the program. Just a heads up that this weekend, Friday morning, actually, I'll be keynoting the annual Grassroots Radio Conference in New Orleans. You can easily Google the thing or search it. It's bringing together independent journalists and networks, share ideas, bring their voices together. My buddy David Sirota is also going to be a keynote speaker there. And I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class and How to Rescue Our Future. And I'll be doing a book signing at Frugal Muse in Chicago. It's free, but they ask that you call and let them know you're coming. That's in Darien, Illinois. And that's on October 9th. And on October 15th, I'll be here in Portland at Powell's City of Books. So, and it looks like the hurricane is going to miss New Orleans, which, you know, much to Louise's delight, she's never been there before. She's looking forward to the trip. So is this the week Fox so-called news faces its reckoning? This is a fascinating question. This is one of those things where you notice these obscure little articles. This was in the Financial Times last Friday. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. When Rupert Murdoch divorced his second wife, and I think he's on, what, number four now? And he's sparking with number five? I'm not sure, maybe six. But anyhow, when Rupert divorced his second wife, he didn't want her to be able to lay claim to, he gave her a generous settlement, but he didn't want her to be able to lay claim to his business empire, apparently. And so he created a family trust and put Fox News and several of the other major Fox properties, about $15 billion worth of stuff, into this trust. And so now it's owned by the Murdoch family and run by Rupert. But after he dies, and he's 92 years old right now, after he dies, the assets in the trust will be administered by his four children.
James, Prudence, Constance, excuse me, Elizabeth, and Lachlan. And here's the rub. The only one, I mean, you know, keep in mind, this little newspaper empire that Sir Keith Murdoch started in the early 20th century in Australia, and Sir Keith was famous for his racism and his misogyny. And his newspaper was inherited by his son Rupert, who built it into a multi-continental, multinational empire. Again, using hate and misogyny and sensationalism and, you know, page six girls and stuff like this. To the point that the former Prime Minister of Australia, Kevin Rudd, wrote a piece in the Sydney Morning Herald, kind of the New York Times of Australia, literally calling Rupert Murdoch a cancer on Australian democracy. Well, that cancer, you know, first subsumed Australian democracy. Murdoch owns about two-thirds of all the papers in the country. And then it went to the United Kingdom, where, you know, he now owns the Times of London and a bunch of tabloids. And I believe Sky News, I could be wrong on that, but I think he's got a television network there, too. And then he came to the United States, where he started Fox News and bought the Wall Street Journal and the New York Post and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, and Kevin Rudd points out, to the former Prime Minister of Australia, points out that Murdoch is behind Brexit in the United Kingdom, which has badly damaged the United Kingdom's economy. And that Murdoch was behind the election of Donald Trump in the United States. And you can see the kind of damage that did to us. Had there not been Fox, Donald Trump wouldn't have had a chance. So anyhow, what's going on is that of the four children who are going to inherit this thing when Rupert dies, three of them disagree with Fox's programming philosophy. They just don't think it's a good idea, business-wise or moral-wise or politics-wise or whatever. I mean, you know, only James is pretty much on the record about this, but basically they don't think it's a good idea to be constantly lying to the people who are watching Fox News and keeping them in information bubbles that keeps them in a state of constant rage. Yes, it improves the profitability of the companies. They'll acknowledge that. Because people just end up addicted to the adrenaline jolts that they get every single time they get infuriated, you know, with some new lie, some new outrage. Oh, my God, you know, the children are going to school and coming home with surgery and they've changed their genders. I mean, you know, or the election was stolen by a voting machine company that's owned by Hugo Chavez. You know, it cranks them up. Well, Lachlan, one of the four kids, is perfectly willing to continue running the business, you know, this way, as, you know, fear, hate, racism, misogyny, outrage, you know, the stuff that Fox is relatively famous for. But the other three are saying, no, we want to turn it back into a kind of a legitimate news source. Conservative tilt is fine, but, you know, not this crazy stuff. And so Rupert went to court in Reno, Nevada, to family court, you know, probate court, and said, I want to break the family trust. Now, we don't know yet what the result of that is. And if Rupert loses, I'm guessing he will probably appeal. And that will be interesting. But the bottom line is that right now, people watching Fox News are blissfully unaware that the fate and future of the channel that they rely on for, you know, their battles with, you know, with their friends and neighbors, you know, their attempts to win the water cooler wars, that network may be undergoing some really significant changes in the next, you know, who knows how many years. I mean, Rupert's 92 right now. You know, Jimmy Carter's going to turn 100 next week, next Tuesday. You know, living to 100 is not a big deal any longer, or at least it's not, you know, shocking. Are all that unusual. So, you know, it might be a while, but, you know, you just never know. But the bottom line is that, you know, Fox News viewers have been kind of kept in the dark, and you know, that's where we're at. So, anyhow, the piece is published over at HartmanReport.com. You can read it for free. It's Is This the Week Fox So-Called News Faces Its Reckoning? Something that you will not be hearing about on Fox News. Or probably most of the rest of the media. The media just doesn't like to cover the media, it seems. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day. Who's better for the economy and when will they ever learn? Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Network.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark, and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol Switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. You know, every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like, you know, smartwatches and Wi-Fi-enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should, too. I used to have a mail-order business many years ago. I would have loved to have used ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 100,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation. And 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation, S-H-I-P, Station.com. Code TOM for your free 60-day trial. ShipStation.com. Spreading fear and anger beneath those polished ties. They twist the truth and bend the facts. It's all a grand disguise. Don't let them rot your mind away. Don't buy their alibis. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain and make you mean. Turn off the noise and see the truth unseen. They profit from division and from the seeds of hate. They turn our friends to enemies and twist the public fate. They shout with indignation while hiding what is true. Don't let them take your kindness. Don't let them poison you. Don't listen to Fox. So-called news. It's misleading. It's wrong. It's designed to confuse. It will rot your brain. There you go. Like I said, we'll find out this week in all probability, you know, what the judge says in this case and whether Fox is going to continue as the right-wing crazy channel or whether Prudence and Elizabeth and James might take the thing over. It's going to be very interesting. Donald Trump is out talking about his economic plans. He's going to put a 200% tariff on Caterpillar if they move their production down to Mexico. Good luck with that. I mean, I agree with the sentiment. I don't have a problem with it. It might be a good way to keep a company here, but just throwing these things around, I mean, that's not how you do tariffs. You don't just like, you know, this is like how Trump hires and fires people on Twitter, you know. It's just pretty bizarre. But as he's trying to claim that he's going to put the economy back together, 400 of the world's leading economists, including Claudia Golden, who became the first female solo winner of the Nobel Prize in Economics last October, Sean O'Keefe, who served as the Deputy Director of the Office of Management and Budget and later led NASA under President George W. Bush. By the way, this is very similar to a letter that was signed last week by 90 of the top business leaders in America. And they note some of her, you know, like her economic plan to restore the expanded child tax credit, create a new tax credit that would give lower middle income families with a newborn $6,000 slash their taxes by $1,500. She's also has plans to take on high prescription drug prices, expensive grocery bills, and Wall Street's home buying spree, which is driving up homelessness. And she's got a rally tomorrow in Pennsylvania, where she says that she's going to lay out even more stuff. But according to Goldman Sachs analysts, the best outcome of the 2024 presidential election, at least for the economy, would be a Harris win and a Democratic sweep of Congress. The worst scenario occurs when Trump gets into office and implements tougher controls on immigration and higher tariffs. Trump's economic proposals, they say, would increase the federal deficit by $5.8 trillion, almost five times more than Harris's proposals, which would add $1.2 trillion over the next decade. So, you know, good news, good economic news, any good Harris news. Meanwhile, Kevin, you've all heard about this guy, Kevin Roberts, who is the head of the Heritage Foundation. He's also one of the principal architects of Project 2025. I mean, the Heritage Foundation pulled this thing together, and it was Kevin Roberts who, according to himself, was kind of the central organizing force, I guess, of the thing. And he apparently lived next door to some people who had a dog. This was back in 2004. Who had given birth to puppies and was therefore kind of being protective of her puppies. She was barking a lot. So Kevin Roberts, the head of Heritage Foundation and the architect of Project 2024, had a dinner party, and this is what one of the people, this is Kenneth Hammond, who was with the university's history department. He says, "My recollection of his account was that he was discussing in the hallway with various members of the faculty, including me, that a neighbor's dog had been barking pretty relentlessly and was, you know, keeping the baby and probably the parents awake, and he kind of lost it and took a shovel and killed the dog. End of problem." So the magazine tracked down, or the newspaper tracked down, the guy whose dog it was, who was his next door neighbor at the time. And the guy did not realize that Roberts had murdered his dog. But he said, "Yeah, definitely. My dog, Loka, my little female, I had one female, and that was her. She was a little thing like this. She was a tiny, cute thing. She went missing. We never could find her." So apparently Kevin not only murdered his neighbor's dog, but he buried it or disposed of it somehow. The neighbor is a guy named Daniel Aaron, and like I said, the Guardian tracked him down. And one of his neighbors, this is a former colleague who's now an environmental history professor, Marcia Weisinger. She said, "My husband and I," and she heard Roberts tell this story at the dinner party too. And she said, "My husband and I were stunned, first of all, that he would do such a thing, and second of all, that he would tell us about it. If I did something that horrific, I wouldn't be telling my colleagues about it." And she recalls saying that the neighbor also had puppies, and Roberts saying that he thought about going back and killing the puppies too. But decided that just killing the mother dog was enough. This is the guy who's the architect of Project 2025, killing his neighbor's dog with a shovel and then hiding it. And this was 20 years ago, right? This was in 2004. And it took 20 years for this guy to find out who killed his dog, Kevin Roberts' neighbor. I'm guessing the statute of limitations has expired. You know, assault and battery against a dog, or theft of property, or destruction of... I don't know what law that... It's certainly cruelty to animals. But in all probability, Kevin Roberts is in the clear, at least legally. Morally, not so much. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. What's on your mind?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
This is the place where smart people get their news. Back with your calls in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief, the latest strikes by Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander. Lebanon says Israel has killed over 550 people so far. What may happen is concerning, says CBS News correspondent Imtiaz Taya.
The fear now is it could drag Hezbollah's main backer, Iran, and Israel's closest ally, the United States, into a regional war that has the potential of being more devastating and far deadlier than what we've seen so far.
Despite questions raised over trial issues, the execution of Marcellus Williams was carried out. Corrections spokesperson Karen Pojman with the announcement.
The order was given to proceed with the lawful execution. At 6:01 p.m., the lethal injection of pentobarbital was administered. At 6:03 p.m., the five-minute timer was set. At 6:10 p.m., Marcellus Williams was pronounced dead.
Florida braces for Tropical Storm Helene churning in the Caribbean. Governor DeSantis has expanded a state of emergency to 61 counties, but not the entire state. CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's public parks got a D grade for their infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers puts out these reports every year. It notes that Wisconsin's state and local parks need updating, and paying for those would be tough. State parks here have some of the lowest funding in the country. Get this, people in Oshkosh are smelling something funny, and nobody quite knows what it is. Here's Lisa Hale.
Something smells fishy in Oshkosh. Well, maybe not fishy, but definitely unpleasant, unwanted, and sour. Residents on the south side of the city around Oregon and Michigan streets near 7th, 8th, and 9th Avenues are noticing a foul, sour smell permeating buildings. The director of Public Works, James Rabe, says they haven't been able to nail down the source. He's encouraging people who smell the odor to contact Public Works as they try to track it down.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Stars, a few clouds around in the overnight. Our winds will be light, and temperatures by dawn will dip into the middle 40s. For your Wednesday, sunny skies across the area, highs in the mid-70s, sunshine in upper 70s Thursday. Right now, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It is National Monte Cristo Day. It's kind of one of those sandwiches. It's like bell bottoms. You just haven't heard about it in like 40 years. But it got me thinking. What's a sandwich that's totally overrated? I'm going to go first. The Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm spoiled. Because in Wisconsin, we have the brat packed with tons more taste than a Philly cheesesteak.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The wealth doesn't trickle, it stays with them. Trickle down, just a fantasy. They sell us a dream.
34 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. What's on your mind today? Joseph in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Hey, Joseph, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Tom. I'm called. Well, first, real quick, the fellow earlier that said he doesn't use it, he doesn't say the word for that guy. You know who I'm talking about? I don't even use a pronoun for T-R-U-M-P. Anyway, I just call him the orange thing. I have for 6 or 8 years. But anyway, thank you. The reason I'm calling today is that Greenpeace has designated tomorrow as their action day in terms of they're trying to raise awareness and support for the SLAPP lawsuit that has been brought against them by Energy Transfer Partners. A SLAPP lawsuit, for people that might not know, is a strategic lawsuit against public participation. Really, it's against public protest. Mm-hmm. But the intention of these lawsuits, which are filed by big corporations, is to bankrupt environmental organizations and to try to put them out of business. ETP is blaming or is accusing Greenpeace of having been behind all of the protests about DAPL, the Dakota Line pipeline. Mm-hmm. And it's just ridiculous. The lawsuit was thrown out by state court, and because the judge said you don't have any, it's a ridiculous mm-hmm. lawsuit. So they switched it over to a state court, and they're trying to continue with that. So anyway, Greenpeace tomorrow is trying to raise awareness. Greenpeace. And this lawsuit has the potential to put Greenpeace USA out of business, to bankrupt them,
wow.
Which is exactly Kelsey Warren, or Warren Kelsey is the CEO of Energy Transfer. Just a very, really a horrible, greedy person. And, well, enough about him. But anyway, I hope that people are aware of this and realize the extent to which these big corporations are going to just shut down any protest. And really, what it is, it's an attack on freedom of speech.
Yeah.
In fact, it was the Supreme Court Chief Justice in the New York Supreme Court said that the only thing that would be comparable to these lawsuits is to put a gun against somebody's head.
Yeah, oh, I get it. You know, SLAPP suits have a long history. Yeah. They've been actually outlawed in California, but I'm guessing this was not brought in California. Thanks for the heads up on that, Joseph. We're gonna reach out to Greenpeace.
Can I mention one other thing?
Sure.
Real quick. So Albuquerque balloon fiesta. Everybody, a lot of people have heard about it. It is now called the ExxonMobil balloon fiesta, which I think is a fraud because 8 or 9 years ago, Greenpeace, my son flies the balloon, does the actions for Greenpeace. They applied to the Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta for Greenpeace to be allowed to have a balloon in the fiesta.
Mm-hmm.
And they were denied that because they were told Greenpeace is too controversial. But at the same time, they let people like, you know, Wells Fargo and all these other totally morally corrupt and criminal organizations fly. Those people are not too controversial. But Greenpeace, forget it. We don't want those. So anyway, they renamed the balloon fiesta.
fiesta, the ExxonMobil balloon fiesta now.
Amazing.
And I'm encouraging people around here to boycott the fiesta.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Or protest to its management.
I'm sorry?
Or protest the name to its management.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Okay,
and
Joseph.
That flashes back real quick to the 1978 ExxonMobil knew everything all about the damage that...
Oh, yeah. No, they absolutely did. This is a corporation with a long history of actually, you know, dead bodies in its wake. Joseph, thank you for the call. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon to you, Tom. How you doing today?
I'm fine. What's on your mind today?
That's good. Thank you. Tom, there's a couple of things that bother me. First thing that I think it's time for Merrick Garland to go. You know, why do I say that? Because we've already experienced a January 6th insurrection, and now we got this hate group down there, and I think it's Springfield, Ohio, just walking down there saying something about these migrants. But yet, I don't hear from him on these things.
Yeah.
J.D. suggested that somebody, you know, nobody is trying to assassinate Kamala Harris. Merrick Garland is quiet. And it seems like to me, Tom, that he's a bit lackadaisical. He's reactive rather than be proactive and get out in front of anything. I think it's time for Merrick Garland to make a public statement or either send a letter to these hate groups letting them know that if you engage in hate crimes, that you will be pursued by the Justice Department. It is not good for him to sit back and wait for something happening and then try to do something about it. Last thing, Tom, you know that Trump was talking about those dogs, right? Mm-hmm. Well, this is the perfect time for Kamala Harris to bring up the fact that this Republican woman shot and killed her dog and put it in a book. This is a perfect time for the Harris campaign to bring that up. You know, they have to be counteractive. I mean, I don't know the lady's name, but she's a Republican and she shot her dog.
Kristi Noem is her name. She's the governor.
Thank you for that time, Kristi Noem. So this is a perfect time to say if Donald Trump is concerned about animals, well, why don't he say something about Kristi Noem about killing her dog?
Yeah.
That's what I want to say.
Or Kevin Roberts about killing his next door neighbor's dog. Yeah, I get it. With regard to Merrick Garland, that's a decision that Kamala Harris will make next January, if she's president, you know, God willing, knock wood. It seems like Garland has been doing a better job the last couple of years. I don't know, you know, what accounted for the 2-year delay. It's a story that will probably be written long after everybody's left office. But we'll see. Andre, thank you for the call. Mike in Chicago. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Tom? I got a question. Once again, here's another thing we've never come across. So after the election, let's just say Trump wins. He's got his sentencing at the end of November. What if the judge sentences him to 3 years in jail? They can't wait until after the presidency because he'll pardon himself. And I don't see anyone talking about it in the news.
That the judge before Juan Merchan is a state case, is it not, or is that a federal case? I don't.
Yeah, it is a state case.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Wait a minute. Who was the prosecutor in that case?
This was the New York case. It was the business.
This is the one that Letitia James and brought, as I recall. Or was it Alvin Bragg? This was Alvin Bragg. That's right. This was Alvin Bragg.
Yes, yeah.
This was the cover-up money for... he can't pardon himself out of a state case. So...
Oh, that's right. It's only the federal case
that's correct. What he could do is, and has already done, is apply for a change of venue to request that the case be, you know, reheard, essentially, or appealed in federal court. That's been turned down so far, but I'm sure he'll figure out something if he becomes president. He'll figure out some way to keep himself.
Oh, he'll just keep appealing and appealing and appealing.
Netanyahu's got it down to an art form in Israel. I mean, you know, he was accused of all these horrible corrupt crimes, more than a decade ago, and they can't go after him as long as he's in office, which is why he's dragging all these wars out. So, Mike, thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Yep, Sherry in Somerville, Texas. Hey, Sherry, what's on your mind today?
I want to spread some good news.
Mm-hmm.
Texas, can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay. Texas is turning blue. Beto O'Rourke has started a really incredible program where we are registering university students across the state.
Mm-hmm.
And then were following up with them by text. Well, did you get your card? Are you having any problems? Ah, we see you are confirmed. This is when early voting is. Anyway, all the way up to Election Day.
Oh, that's great.
So it is wonderful. It's incredible. And, of course, I have personally been approaching more of the young women than the young men, but, you know, we know why. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to spread the word. And Cruz, we got to get rid of him, too.
Yeah. Well, it looks like all – is it Allred? Is that the guy's name that he's running against?
Yeah, yeah.
Allred?
He's fairly moderate, you know. I mean, not my cup of tea, but –
Well, he's not Bernie Sanders, but he's a Democrat.
Not even. Yeah, he's a Democrat. And
call it Allred.
They all figure he'll, you know, the moderate Republicans will vote for him. So, you know, you do what you have to do. But, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Sherry, from your lips to God's ears, let's hope Texas does flip blue. That would be amazing. I'd love to see. I don't believe Greg Abbott's not up for re-election this year, is he?
Oh God, he's such an ass.
Yes.
No,
that's an off year election.
Yeah. Not this year, but I don't know. I have some other. Oh yeah, if Texas is smooth, then
I got to run, Sherry. Thank you. Thank you very much. 45 minutes past the
hour. You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's amazing how when Republicans get in, they like change the rules, gerrymander the state, all these kind of things to, you know, the laws, voter suppression laws and whatnot, just to hang out of power. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code Tom.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have some great news for our money. The Fed just cut interest rates for the first time in 4 years. This means that buying a house or a car is about to get a little easier and a little cheaper because loans are going to cost less. It might be time for some refinancing. And my favorite part is that credit card interest rates should also be coming down. This is because inflation is under control. The Fed is the Federal Reserve. It's the central bank of the U.S. They kept interest rates high because they wanted to bring down inflation. And the current administration has done a lot to curb price gouging from corporations. So now inflation is low enough that the country's top bankers, the folks at the Fed, have cut interest rates. It feels pretty great to share some good money news. I'd love to hear yours. Drop me a comment on any one of my videos over at Work Money Media on YouTube.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic. Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Extra.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica or one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag you're it. What happens when you're the knock, you know, N-O-K, the next of kin for a loved one who dies? I mean, it can be pretty overwhelming. I'm having to do this with my best friend Jerry right now. To have to deal with the bank accounts, the credit cards, the utilities, the cars, the mortgages, and all that, all while grieving a loss. And if something were to happen to you tomorrow, would your next of kin be prepared? Well, they would be if you had a knock box, the next of kin, N-O-K box. The knock box helps provide a paper trail for your digital life so your loved ones don't have to go on a wild goose chase. If you have a household, you need a knock box. It's a complete system that helps you organize your possessions, finances, account passwords, plans for your pets, your kids, your estate, and more. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to save 18% off any kit. It's available exclusively at theknockbox.com. That's the, T-H-E, theknock, N-O-K, box.com. Just go to the knock box and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get organized and save 18%. That's the knock, N-O-K, theknockbox.com.
Keeping folks on the edge of poverty's line, a permanent underclass by design. The new Republican plan, it's all laid out. Lock it in, barriers, there's no doubt. Shifting the burden to those who can't stand while the rich stay rich. It's the new Republican plan.
Oh, 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 oh. 51 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hello?
Hey, Ray, you're on the air.
Hey, Tom, I haven't been able to talk to you for a while. I got a dog.
Well, congratulations. What kind?
Yeah. I got a shelter dog. She's a beagle shepherd mix.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. But, Tom, I'm the guy who called you a couple of months back and said, I listen to right-wing radio to find out what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. And you were right up my alley today talking about Kevin Roberts. And the most scary thing to me is him. It's not Donald Trump. It's Kevin Roberts who said on TV that this will be a bloodless revolution if the left accepts it. But the even scarier thing he said was right before that, he said, we are winning this election no matter what. And my point is, you have talked about voter suppression and voter intimidation. I am scared that this will be the first election, maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong history-wise, where there is going to be some domestic terrorism in the big swing cities.
Well, it wouldn't be the first, actually. This is what, particularly after the Civil War, there was a 20, 30-year period there where black people were actually voting in the South, and terrorism against them was way beyond anything we're seeing now. I mean, people were being lynched, people were being murdered, people's homes were being burned, churches were being burned, community centers. But yeah, I get what you're saying, and I think that they're actually talking out loud about it. I mean, they're talking about recruiting 100,000 people with guns to stand outside polling places and stand by drop boxes with cameras and guns. The effort to intimidate people. And then, of course, you've got both Greg Abbott and Brian Kemp and Ron DeSantis, who have all arrested people for voting in their states and paraded them in front of the cameras in order, you know, largely black and Hispanic people, mostly black people, in order to suppress the vote in Florida. It worked so successfully that the vote in Florida dropped from, as I recall, 62% out of 43%. I think that was those were the numbers. I did it on the show a week or so ago. It worked very successfully. So, mm-hmm. You know.
Well, Tom, you know, on the right-wing stations here in my area, what they have been talking about, and I'm a big believer, and people will tell you what they're going to do before they'll do it.
Typically.
They have been talking a lot and saying about pipe bombs and saying that there were tons of pipe bombs found in the RNC, and I've checked the media and looked through, you know, did the FBI report this? And I'm like, why are they sending this out there, this little fishing line?
Well, you know, the day of the DNC, the day of January 6th, there was a pipe bomb found at the RNC, and there was a pipe bomb found at the DNC. Right. We still don't know who left.
All right. I mean, all right.
We've got a picture of that person who wears shoes identical to Marjorie Taylor Greene's. But other than that, that's all we know.
Well, my theory is, you know, if you scare, like you said, or intimidate inner city voting in any of those swing cities, then it will scare everybody across the country.
Yeah, that's the goal. That's absolutely the goal. Ray, I got to move along. Yeah. Thank you for the call. Spot on. Dwayne in Medford, Oregon. Hey, Dwayne, we got about a minute to the break. What's up?
Hey, Tom, this is Dwayne. First time calling. Listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
I was calling about the immigrants. I'm loading my truck right now with an immigrant. So, you probably can hear. I'm going to move away from it. I'm calling about the getting rid of the immigrants that does all the produce.
Mm-hmm.
You get rid of them. You won't have any produce.
You're right.
You ever go up to 101 south to L.A. from Salinas to Morro Bay, 100 miles, 110 miles, nothing but produce. So they pack off your lettuce, broccoli on ice, put it in the truck. They run across country. Without them, you won't have any produce. So if you get rid of immigrants, all you people hollering, get rid of immigrants, go grow your own broccoli and lettuce. That's all I want to say. Leave them alone.
You're absolutely right, Dwayne. Dwayne, thanks a lot for the call. And loading your truck with immigrants, that's great. Dwayne, thanks for the call. I'm assuming you mean with the help of immigrants. But in any case, thanks a lot. We'll be back on the other side of the break. There is a new contender for Republican man who most casually insults women. No, it's not J.D. Vance. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody.
everybody join us next time as we will be live from Los Angeles, California. That's right, Los Angeles, getting ready for the Badgers versus USC all the rest of this week. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.